It is Sherry Spear.
Sherry Spear.
Hi. Oh,
I love when we get bad weather because it means we get to talk to you, and you're so nice.
Well, you guys sound like you like me right now, but I wonder how you're going to feel about me on, like, Sunday.
Well, that's why I said
we'll
it now.
I like you if you're right. If you're wrong, I'm going to be really mad at you.
Well, if you're about to give us information that says a foot of snow, then we're going to hang up on you, probably.
Oh, you guys.
Uh-oh. Give us the lowdown. What's the deal with the weather?
Okay. So, we're actually looking good through most of Saturday. So, if you, like, want to go do something Saturday, sounds good to me. We've got light snow that will develop, I think, around 7 p.m. on Saturday night. But it's going to turn heavy pretty fast. So, Saturday overnight, we've got snow coming down at, like, 1-2 inches of snow per hour. So, it's going to pile up pretty quickly. On Sunday, we make a flip. For the Cape, we flip it over to rain, but it gets really complicated. Like Boston, north of the Pike, we're going to mix in some sleet. South of the Pike, we're going to mix in freezing rain, which is the worst. So snow totals are going to be higher where we just stick with plain snow, right? So northern Mass, southern New Hampshire, we're going 1 or even 2 feet of snow because it's just pure snow there.
Oh, man.
As we get closer to the Pike, yeah. So from like Route 2 down to the Pike, I've got 8 to 12 inches, and that's going to be for for Worcester, for Lawrence, for Lowell, and that's because you've got some sleet mixing in. Boston right now, it looks like 5 to 8. We'll probably see similar totals southeastern Mass, but southeastern Mass, maybe the totals aren't as high, but it's only because we're adding the potential for ice, and ice is always the worst, you guys. I mean, it might not be the hardest hit where we get the highest totals. I think where we get the ice is where we're going to have the worst conditions.
Can I ask you a question? To people who are driving maybe from Boston on the Mass Pike going out west on Sunday, first of all, do you suggest it or is it going to be super icy? And second of all, you think that it will be just safe by that time with salt and stuff on the roads?
No, I don't think it's going to be good because this is basically going all throughout the day. I mean, our heaviest precipitation is going to be happening on Sunday morning. So it's going to be heavy snow where it's snowing. It's going to be heavy ice where it's icing and heavy rain over the Cape and the island. So, I mean, it just looks like a messy day. You know, I'm not your mom. I can't tell you not to hit the road, but I wouldn't let my husband or my kids drive on the roads on Sunday. And I think the plow drivers especially kind of appreciate when people just leave the roads clear. If you're going to be going out, just be super, super careful out there. And in particular, it's going to start winding down on Sunday afternoon to evening-ish. But as it winds down, we get a flash freeze. So even the roads that look wet could be total skating rinks.
So
very, very
be careful. Wow. Stay off the roads if possible. What about Saturday night? Because I know I have something I'm supposed to go into at the Garden. A lot of people have plans. Saturday night going to be okay, or is that already getting a little dicey?
Well, it's starting to get a little dicey, but it looks like it's just snow then. I mean, visibility is going to start dropping, right? Because we've got the snow moving in. It's going to start getting heavy. I don't think Saturday night looks as bad as Sunday, but I will say it's not going to be great. So just be careful because you know the snow is coming. So just make sure you have your scraper and your shovel in the car and you're good to go. Pack your patience. Another thing I should mention is that because of that flash freeze, if you don't get out and clean off the sidewalks and your car and stuff, everything is just going to be encased in this rock solid snow ice mix by Sunday night. So it's like,
so don't push it off.
Get out and clean. No, don't be lazy. Get out there and clean it up.
You spoke to my heart just then. Okay, Ayla, don't
be lazy.
You.
I love that you speak so real. Boston 25 meteorologist Sherry Spear, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for taking time to break it down for us.
Stay safe, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.